Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Friday. And when you hear that sunny song, you know it's always sunny in the studio when Eldon Scott, the Chief Kindness Officer, is here with Sunny's Barbecue.
Good morning, Meg. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. A lot going on this weekend. Buckle up.
It is. I think they say it is, Deep Mardi Gras? Deep Gras?
Something.
Something like that.
It's got to be something. I tell you what, and I know you're in the middle of all of it. If y'all don't know, Eldon Scott is the Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue. He has the best job in the world because, it could be challenging, I'm sure, at times because you have to be kind to everybody.
Yeah. There's that part.
There's that. However,
it comes pretty natural. So
it kind of comes natural to you, and he is at pretty much every event that is ever going on in Pensacola. So I thought of you this week. I thought, oh, poor Eldon, he's going to be out and about every minute of every day.
Yeah, maybe not every minute, but a lot of the minutes. How about that?
I don't know. I saw you a couple ribbon cuttings already this week, right?
Yeah. Yesterday we had Leadership Pensacola, so we had Civics and Government Day. So
that's
really
always
cool.
We
got to go to the Board of County Commissioners and sit in there. Mm-hmm. Heard from, lots of folks. Bob Solarski was there.
Oh, cool.
Dave Hoxing from here, News Radio 80X.
He's very involved in our communities.
So he was there helping to host and was with us all day. And
excellent.
Then we went to the council room for the... what is it called? Jeez, drawing a blank.
The city council?
City council, and then we rolled over to the Port of Pensacola. So it was
very
good time.
Cool.
Got to see the American Magic, got to see their whole facility, which was really impressive.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
They have, this whole carbon fiber manufacturing facility
and
inside
they just
where they,
bought
like,
this other sailing.
Make their own. Yeah.
For $60 million, they're bringing somebody else here? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It's really cool. So it's just this pristine manufacturing facility, which you'd never think.
Mm-hmm.
You just think sailboats, but they're actually, making the stuff there because the rules change and the specifications change and they have, all this
it's an art.
Equipment.
Yeah,
it was really cool. So
very
a lot
cool.
of fun yesterday. And
then that wasn't enough.
Yeah. The Yin Yang Twins turned it up last night at the Civic Center.
I don't even know who they are.
So that was the Yin Yang Twins.
I know.
So,
and was it
you've heard a few of their songs.
I'm sure.
For sure. If you've ever been to a Mardi Gras parade, you've heard some of their songs.
No doubt.
But it was a good time. Danny and the whole crew and the Stanoviches, the
Marty
and Joe.
Okay.
Yeah. And so they were out there town crying and hyping up the crowd. It was
awesome.
A good time. So it was
awesome.
A lot of fun. And
well, they do a great job. So hats off to Danny, Zimmern, and family and everybody that's on the crew that helps create Pensacola Mardi Gras. Yep. It's a year-round deal. And then now we're into the celebrations. And
prime
it's always,
time.
Always well done.
Got the parade tonight, I think it's 7 p.m.
The lighted parade tonight, illuminated parade.
And then tomorrow is, I think, 2 p.m.
Yep.
So that, and then they got the beach parade on Sunday. So,
the
Mardi Gras things and,
So be sure if you're looking for where things are at, you can always go to PensacolaMardiGras.com or you can also go to VisitPensacola.com. has all the events listed there.
And once you get all of that information, you can go to SunnysBBQ.com.
Yes.
And find out where all of our local locations are. Because, I mean, the moon pies are good and the candy's good. But you need some food.
Sustenance
to get you through the parade. So we got 4 locations in the area. So no matter where you're coming from in the local area, you can swing by one of our locations. All of the locations have a drive-thru, so you can just pick it up or order it to go. If you want to eat it down at the parade route or just stop in and eat and dine in one of the restaurants, you can definitely do that. So, 4 locations, like I said. We got the Pace, Florida location over off of Highway 90, kind of just west of Avalon Boulevard. The 9th Avenue location, just south of Creighton Road, right there by the airport runway. It does have a banquet room that can host 40 people. Our Navy Boulevard location, which is about a mile north of NAS Main Gate, they're on Navy Boulevard. And then our Pine Forest Road location, which is technically not on Pine Forest Road. It's on Shelley Road.
Mm-hmm.
They're back behind the Cumberland Farms. I'm going to say it right this time.
Yes, you can't
behind
miss
the
it.
Cumberland Farms gas station.
Yep, so, you can't miss it.
Yeah, so 4 locations. So when you're out partying, party grawing this weekend, I think Party Gras was actually 2 weekends
right,
ago.
Right, we've got a couple of those along the way here.
But when you're doing all the things and going around, and definitely swing by one of our locations, have some great slow smoke barbecue while you're out. Heading out to
I would say go there tomorrow for lunch.
I wore my beads. I got Sunny's themed beads. I got red and black. And Meg, of course, said they were Georgia Bulldogs colors.
I said, you're looking very sharp this morning with your red and black beads. I have a whole collection of those, by the way. Shocker.
So just having a little fun. Tis the season. Obviously, it's the double down for the weekend, right? So not only is it Mardi Gras, it's also a Valentine's. So,
I know.
You know, if you still got to book that dinner date, we do have a special at Sunny's. I'm just saying.
Do you?
Nothing says love like barbecue sauce, right?
I agree. So what's the special?
So it's 2 entrees and you get a free dessert. So.
Oh, how nice. Yeah. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little nanner pudding.
So you can go head over to Sunny's and you can take advantage of the special and then still go to the parade.
And still go to the parade.
Or after the parade.
Well, after the parade.
Come back and relax.
Unless you wanted to do an early lunch for Valentine's, that's definitely reasonable.
Yeah. Well, I hear a lot of people be wearing pink at the parade as well because it is Valentine's Day.
Oh, okay. Is that a whole movement?
I've heard. Rumor has it.
Rumor has it. I know the yayas are happy about it.
Yep, and the crew of hip huckers, I hear, are going to be in pink too. All right. So look out.
Yeah.
Look out. Well, it's just a fun festive time.
Miss Nicole Stacy might have brought that rumor
around. She was here yesterday.
She was here yesterday. I saw the picture.
So, it's a great event. Lots going on. But I have to say, knowing I can get some decent lunch or dinner at Sunny's through the whole weekend helps me get through it all.
Yeah.
A little extra bump.
And not only the weekend, what about Monday, Meg?
Well, you know I love my Monday special.
Monday special, a buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches at every location in the drive-thru. You don't need the app to get that deal, but definitely go ahead and download the app so you can start collecting all your rewards points. But come through the drive-thru, all the local locations, you buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches. You can also get sliced pork or you can get it on a bun or garlic bread. But yeah, come and check it out. Definitely don't miss out on that opportunity. If you're a big boy like me, you can eat them both
at once.
Or if you want to be more like Meg and space them out, you know,
I save it. It's
very responsible.
It's great.
Very responsible, Meg.
Great. Works out every time.
I don't have that kind of restraint. I just if they're there for me, I'm probably going to eat both.
Well, that's true. That's true. We're talking with Eldon Scott, Chief Kindness Officer with Sunny's Barbecue here in the Pensacola area. So if you have a question or something that's on your mind, or maybe you've tried some Sunny's and you've got a particular thing that you love, text it in, 850-437-1620. So you've got what else going
on? Well, it's the winter menu still, so we still got the winter menu going. We've got a couple more weeks through the end of the month with this winter menu. If you've not had that prime rib sandwich, definitely check it out. That's a great, great sandwich. Slow smoked prime rib. I love our prime rib. We do it for catering, but we have it for sandwiches in the store right now with that winter menu. Got onion rings on the menu. Delicious onion rings. Dusted with our pork. Pork rub, and so you got like a little extra spice on those onion rings, so those onion rings hit, as the cool kids say.
Okay,
hit.
I got a very important comment from our listener, the Dan, and he says, the Dan says, and I agree with him, if Sunny's Barbecue ever has a dessert all you can eat, I'm there, because y'all have the best desserts.
Might have to make it happen.
Dessert all you can
get
eat.
Get you a tub of banana pudding.
Ooh.
And just...
That would be kind of, I would never leave. Because that's so good.
Yeah.
Because you do have excellent desserts, actually. You don't expect that at a barbecue place, but I will tell you, because it's Southern.
Right
Southern
now, we
barbecue.
Have the, so we always have cookies. The chocolate chip cookies are so good. Those are hard temptations, chocolate chip cookies.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, for the winter menu, we also have the apple cinnamon bread pudding. So
that's what I'm talking about.
Warm with that sweet tea glaze, so that's good stuff. So
what are some of the other winter specials going on right now?
Yeah, so we have cheesy hash brown casserole, so that's all there, that's available. And so that's a great elevated side that we have. And then also the candy bacon mac and cheese. So
that's really good.
Double portion mac and cheese with some of the candied bacon, onion straws, and some of our barbecue sauce. It's good stuff.
It's really, really good. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
No.
You just can't go wrong.
No.
And it's perfect for this
season.
And
then if you think you did go wrong, because you wanted two things, just come back the next day and have both.
There you go.
Or come for dinner.
So what are your hours and when are y'all open?
Yeah, so we open, all of our local locations open at 10:45 every week. So we're open, 7 days a week, 10:45. Sunday through Thursday, we are open until 9:30 p.m. And then Friday and Saturday, we are open until 10 p.m.
Okay. Yep. And one of the things that you do that I think is amazing, and y'all do it very, very well, is your catering.
Catering. That's what we do.
Yeah, I mean, bring lunch to us every once in a while, yep. Especially for our staff meeting.
Me and Miss Sandy were actually just talking about that. The next staff meeting, we're doing lunch for y'all coming up and working on that menu. And so getting that.
It's always good, but it was great because we can focus on the meeting itself and the food is there and it's just very convenient for everybody and it's delicious.
Yep. And so we like to say we have three ways that we cater. So the way we cater here for y'all, I like to hang out with y'all a little bit. So y'all are a fun crew. So I normally wind up, setting it up for y'all and hanging out for a little while. Ate lunch here a few times with y'all too.
Yeah, radio people aren't boring. I will say that.
No. I mean, characters, as they say. I fit in well, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And you'll see all of us from all the stations will be at the parades this weekend. We'll definitely be at the Grand Marshal parade
tomorrow. I thought about walking with News Radio. I'm thinking, I just wear the red. I fit in.
Yeah, that's our colors,
part of the,
why not?
I thought about it.
Well, come on.
Maybe we have to get it cleared with Mary.
Yep, come on down. We'd love to have you.
Back to catering. We got off track. Back to Mardi Gras. Party on the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Three ways we cater. So we do pickup catering, so we can schedule it for the time that you need. You come into the store, pick it up, whether you need it for 10 people or 10, well, it'd be hard to do a pickup catering for 10,000 people. Probably need a U-Haul.
Yeah.
Or a couple.
But you said you have done, what was the big one, though?
Yeah, so
you did close. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, the biggest catering I've been a part of is like 4,600 people. We do USA alumni over in Mobile. And so it's a lot of work that goes into it and a lot of prep and a lot of planning. And Sonny's has always done a great job with, feeding large crowds.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a big, big crowd that needs to be fed, we can definitely help you with that. But even if you just need lunch for 10 people, we can definitely do that. Do a lot of lunch and learns, drop-offs and different things like that for various offices and things of that nature. So we can definitely take care of you, whether it's a small lunch catering or you got to have a blowout party and do all the things for a huge, huge crowd. We can definitely take care of you in that aspect as well. So that pickup catering, you just, schedule the time. You can go to sunnyscatering.com. You can get that set up and, you need it for noon. Set it up for noon. We'll have it ready for you, hot and ready and ready to go.
Okay, we got a text that just came in. And if you've got a question or a comment, 850-437-1620. Hi, this is from Penny. She says, we want to have Sunny's cater our daughter's backyard wedding. Which location do we call for the beach? And how long are they there serving the food? Great question.
We can talk through all of those details. And if you'd like to give me a call, my number is 850-418-3331. We can get that planned out and scheduled for you. We can handle that from a number of different stores. So it just depends. So sometimes, I know it sounds crazy, sometimes it works out better out of the Pace store to go out that way.
Sometimes we
can figure that part out. So again, you can reach out to me, 850-418-3331. Or you can find the location that's closest to you at sunnysbbq.com. You can also just submit a catering request
there
as well. So
there
are also different ways. Don't mind giving out my cell phone. Somebody was trying to get a hold of me the other day, Ronnie Riviera, with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. He was like, I sent me a message. I need your number, man. And I'm like, and he was like, oh, you have it on your Facebook page. And I'm like, yeah, it's just everywhere.
It's everywhere
now. Giving it out for years. So
right. It's out there.
Turn off the phone at night. And, it's just one of those things. Just a phone number.
Yeah. Well, I love the idea of a backyard wedding with barbecue. That just sounds like a blast. That's going to be a special
good time.
Day.
Got one coming up April 4th that I'm going to personally be at of a longtime friend. And so her daughter's getting married. So going to be there at that and doing a little backyard backyard barbecue wedding for them. So it'll be a good time. So yeah, it's something that we can definitely do for you. So we'd love to do that. Do a ton of weddings.
Okay, I'm sure.
Do a lot of weddings. Pretty much every weekend we're at some wedding venue.
Okay.
All the farms, you know, all the venues and all the things. So it's a good time. It's always a lot of fun. So that's the setup and serve side of the catering, right? So if you need us to come out. And sometimes people have their own weddings and they have their family members who are, you know, taking care of things because they're trying to save a little bit of money. That happens too. So we can help coordinate that, you know, if you need to. But we have a full team that comes and does setup and serve. So everything from setup to cleanup, we come out and bring out the barbecue, set up the buffet line.
Which is great. So then you can actually enjoy the wedding and not worry about all those things.
Yeah.
We better give our giveaway before we forget. We're running out of time already.
You know what?
We have a big Sonny's giveaway on Friday, every Friday.
Yep. So we're going to give away Family Feast again this week. This is always the favorite, I think.
Oh, people love
Family Feast. You know, you got to do what the people want, right?
Yes.
We're here for the people. Barbecue for the people, as they say.
Okay, okay.
So we're going to give away Family Feast. It's four proteins, three sidekicks, choice of bread and a gallon of sweet tea. It's about a little over $50 value. And so we're going to say the fifth person to text in Mardi Gras.
Hey, and be sure to text your name with it, okay?
Yep, text your name.
Full name, but first and last.
Yep, 437-850-437-1620.
Fifth person to text in
Mardi Gras.
Okay.
And I was going to say 25th. But I figured it might be a little bit, you know, much.
Well, you know.
So I just did five. I did the, you know.
No,
so.
This is good.
Yeah, for Mardi Gras.
Although we are getting a slew.
Maybe we could have went 25.
We could have gone to 25, I will tell you.
25? Oh, goodness.
All right.
They love that family feast. So it is, and it, always great feedback from people who win that or people who wind up ordering it. You know, I've had a lot of people say, yeah, I just love it so much. We wind up starting to order it on a regular basis. So. The Family Feast, like I said, is a little over $50. It's a great value. It's going to feed 4 to 6 people, and you're going to get basically a whole chicken, smoked, pulled pork, brisket, turkey, your choice of three sides, your choice of bread, and that gallon of sweet tea. So this is a great deal. Definitely check it out. Hey, when you're out back and forth, I was just talking to somebody who, I guess soccer season's wrapping up, but, you know, all the kids running here and there, you need a good meal to feed them. Definitely swing through the drive-thru. We can take care of you there or to the go area and get that Family Feast set up for you. Have a good hot meal to feed those kiddos.
All right, we have a winner.
All right.
We've got a winner.
Winner, winner, Sonny's barbecue dinner.
Oh, no. That's really bad. Okay, sorry, y'all. Okay, the winner is... Got the answer right. Mardi Gras was the answer, and the winner is Chad L.
All right. Congratulations,
so Chad. Congratulations. You've got the Family Feast. Eldon, tell us again what's included in the Family
Chad,
Feast.
Chad, you've won a Family Feast from Sonny's Barbecue. Choice of four proteins, three sidekicks, your choice of bread, and a gallon of that good old Sonny's sweet tea.
Okay, Chad, here's what I need you to do. Send me a text with your full name, date of birth, email, address, so we can get you in the winner's file, and then you'll be able to come by the station and pick up your gift certificate.
There we go.
Okay, and I'll send you a text
as well.
And if
you hurry up, we might even catch you, and we can take a picture outside. I'm just saying.
Oh, my goodness.
A little over 5 minutes. Be quick, Chad.
Okay. All right, so we've got about 5 minutes left. If you just joined us, this is Pensacola's Expert Panel, and Sonny's expert on barbecue is Eldon Scott, our Chief Kindness Officer. And I do want to thank everybody that sent in. We had a bunch of people that sent in their texts this morning. So thank you so much for listening and participating in the contest. We do this every Friday.
Yep.
Eldon gives away a gift certificate for Sonny's Barbecue, and he's always on between 9:30 and 10 in the morning on Fridays.
Yep.
So you can try again next week.
Try again next week. Make sure you listen. You can always listen online at newsradio92.3.com. Did I get that right?
You did.
Man,
you
I
did.
Need a job.
You
here.
Are so
I need
good.
A job here.
Yes, and you can also always listen to any of the rebroadcasts. We make it a podcast and put it on that same website under podcast. Click on Pensacola Expert Panel. So if you heard him talking about one of the locations or something that you weren't sure of, you can always re-listen to the broadcast.
Check it out.
Or go to your website.
Yeah. Sonny'sBBQ.com.
Yeah.
Get all the information. Sonny'sCatering.com has the specific information. They're kind of linked together. So if you know you don't want to go to catering, you can just Sonny'sCatering.com. take you one less step out of the process. But, you know, either of those websites will get you to the slow smoke barbecue that you're craving so much.
And one of the things that I found really helpful is the Sonny's Barbecue app.
The app. Yep. Definitely get that app downloaded and start collecting those reward points. There's the more barbecue you eat, the more rewards you get. And so definitely take the opportunity to collect those points. They're doing some bonus points this week. Oh, got a good story?
Well, I have the people are texting in still, so thank you so much. We do have a winner, so Chad was our big winner. But I have to laugh. One of our regular listeners, Janet, just texted in. She said she had texted in Martinez. And I thought, that's odd. And so she followed up the text and said, she said that the auto spell didn't recognize Mardi Gras in her phone.
So she must not be from around.
Auto-corrected to Martinez.
Must not be from around these parts.
I love that, Janet. Thanks for sending that in. That's hilarious.
Goodness.
You never know sometimes. And the other thing that's really scary is voice to text.
Yeah.
I get some strange texts where someone's talking and it hears something different than what you said and prints that. We get a lot of those too.
Yeah. None of us have accents or anything.
Oh, no. Not around.
Not at all.
Not around here.
No. Not these parts.
Not around here.
Goodness.
Okay, so this weekend, Mardi Gras, we've got the Grand Parade tomorrow at 2. We've got the big lighted parade tonight downtown and the Pensacola Beach Parade on Sunday at 2 as well. So,
and Sonny's Barbecue will be open all those times, so swing on through, have a good slow smoke, warm barbecue dinner with us, and enjoy some of those sidekicks. We talked about the okra. No, you're not a fan.
I know.
The okra. That's okay. But a lot of people
thing.
Are. A lot of people are. So
people, this is
crinkle cut
here.
Fries. Yep. The green beans, mac and cheese.
Yum.
You know, and the barbecue beans. Don't forget the barbecue beans.
They are really good.
They are really good.
Really good. So, okay. Got another text that just came in that said their autocorrect changed the name from Mardi Gras to Madison's Gras.
Wow. Okay.
Madison Gras. The Marty apparently is the hard part.
Yeah, it's the hard part.
That's funny. Yep. Thanks for sharing. That's hilarious. All right, my friend. Goodness. You're going to have a busy weekend.
It's going to be a busy weekend. Excited for it. It's going to be a good time. And I know everybody is having a good time and it's a lot of fun. And
because you're wearing red, we have to talk about the special tomorrow for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Because some people may not be participating in Mardi Gras, but you want to do something special for your loved one.
And it is actually not just on Valentine's Day. It's actually running through Sunday.
Through
Sunday. So if you don't necessarily just want to go out on Valentine's Day, it's actually the deal is live now. So 2 entrees and you get a free dessert. So, so it's going through Sunday. So come on, see us, eat some good slow smoke barbecue and enjoy free dessert on the house for the lovebirds, as they say.
Well, sometimes it's better to go out on a different day. You don't have to go out on Valentine's Day, but just be sure that you do something special
Valentine's. Yeah, it is. It is. I saw Brent and his wife went out, I think last night or yesterday. It's going to be busy. So you have to kind of, if the restaurant you want to go to is not available, it's really not about the date necessarily.
No, not necessarily. Just to do a little something-something.
Yeah, do a little something-something.
There you go. I say Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on down.
Come on. And so, we do have the 4 locations in the area. So come on and see us, whether you're out for Valentine's or you're going out for Mardi Gras. Do have drive-through through all those locations. So, hey, if you want to pick up some slow smoke barbecue and have a nice quiet date at home,
there now you're
definitely
talking.
Happen as well. So
add the dessert, add a little something sweet for Valentine's.
And so come see us. We have the 4 stores. Also, we almost forgot on Saturday, buy one adult entree, get a free kids meal or grandkids meal. So, I'm stumbling all over my words.
You're okay.
I hear the music. I saw the timer, and I knew it was coming.
I know, but before we go, we got a nice message from Mark for you. It says, thank you, Mark. This is very sweet. It says, happy Valentine's Day to all of Sonny's employees.
Oh, thank you very much.
Very sweet.
We appreciate everybody. We have a great team and always love serving our customers and have a good time. So we look forward to seeing you all this weekend. Everybody have a great Mardi Gras and a happy Valentine's Day.
They say le bon temps roulé and happy Valentine's Day.
Let the good times roll.
Yeah.
And come to Sonny's Barbecue.